This is Akashvani, the news read by Prem Sharma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today highlighted the transformative role played by women in the journey towards developed India, underlining the government's focus on woman-led development over the past 11 years. As the NDA government at the center completes 11 years in office, Modi reaffirmed that in all sectors, including science, education, sports, startups, and the armed forces, women are excelling and inspiring several people. In a social media post, the Prime Minister noted that the NDA government has redefined woman-led development through a series of impactful initiatives. As the NDA government at the center completes 11 years in office, India's environmental journey stands out as a model of growth with sustainability. Guided by the principles of Seva, Sushasan and Garib Kalyan, the country has embraced a development model that integrates environmental conservation with inclusive growth. Key initiatives like Namami Gange Mission, Swachh Bharat Abhiyan and Gobardhan Yojana have transformed river regeneration, sanitation and waste to energy efforts. In wildlife conservation, flagship projects for tigers, lions and cheetahs have strengthened India's biodiversity. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said that diversification of agriculture toward easily cultivable fruits and crops is essential for the sector's growth. Speaking during his visit to Bengaluru as part of the Viksit Krishi Sankalp Abhiyan, Chauhan highlighted the benefits of cultivating dragon fruit. The Sikkim government rescued 28 stranded persons, including locals, taxi drivers, and certain government officials through a special helicopter sortie from Chaten in landslide-hit Mangan district today. All evacuees reached Pakyong Greenfield Airport safely. The operation was a part of ongoing coordination, relief and evacuation efforts being undertaken in view of the recent adverse conditions that disrupted normal road connectivity and access to the region. The flood situation in Assam improved significantly today. The state government has deployed state disaster response force teams for ongoing rescue efforts. According to the Assam State Disaster Management Authority, over 30,000 people remain in 130 relief camps, while more than 3 lakh people are still reeling under the deluge across 900 villages in 12 districts. Water levels in major rivers, including the Brahmaputra, are receding. The Manipur government has ordered suspension of internet and mobile data services in the territorial jurisdiction of 5 valley districts for 5 days. The decision has been taken in view of the prevailing law and order situation following the protest over the arrest of a Maithi outfit leader. Meanwhile, a team of MLAs called on the governor of Manipur today and discussed about the present situation. U.S. President Donald Trump has ordered the deployment of 2,000 National Guard troops in Los Angeles to help manage the unrest over raids on undocumented migrants. The city saw a second day of unrest last night as residents of a predominantly Latino district clashed with Immigration and Customs Enforcement federal agents. As many as 118 arrests were made in Los Angeles this week as a result of ICE operations. Colombia's right-wing presidential candidate, Senator Miguel Uribe Turbe, has sought multiple times during a campaign event in the capital, Bogota, yesterday. The 39-year-old Centro Democratico leader is currently fighting for his life in a hospital in the capital. Police have arrested a 15-year-old suspect from the scene. Meanwhile, Senator Uribe's party has condemned the attack, calling it a grave threat to democracy and freedom in Colombia. In French Open tennis, world number 1, Jannik Sinner will face world number 2 and the defending champion Carlos Alcaraz for the men's singles title this evening. Meanwhile, American tennis star Coco Gauff clinched her maiden women's single title of French Open, defeating world number 1 Aryna Sabalenka in a thrilling final last night. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.